You're listening to the Open Text Podcast with Joe McClay. This episode is a little different from my usual topic of discussing the text that my students are reading. By way of experiment, I decided to upload a short interview that I did with Julie Lindsay of the e-learning blog. Julie is an educational technology specialist about to move from international school Dhaka in Bangladesh to a position at a school in Qatar. Julie and I first met in the blogosphere in 2006, and I am always inspired by the way she takes her knowledge and love of Web 2.0 tools to engage students in global learning. Recently, we met face-to-face for the first time during Julie's trip back to Australia, and here is some of our conversation. I wish I had recorded more. You will hear the experimental part of my ad hoc interview in the first few seconds before we start talking more seriously. I hope you like it, and I must say it's been a learning experience for me. You can read Julie's blog at 123elearning.blogspot.com.
What do you think about everything? No, I should ask you a proper question, shouldn't I?
Is it recording now?
I think it's recording. It says it's recording.
What are you looking forward to in your new position in Qatar?
Joe, hi. Yes, it's going to be a real challenge going to Qatar because, like many schools, Web 2.0 is not something that rolls off the tongue. I believe the Qatar Academy is a very strong school for technology, and they really have a great vision for e-learning. But from what I can tell so far, a lot of things have not been put into place yet. So I'm really looking forward to getting there and to helping people put things in place, to help people move into the 21st century e-learning mode and to start to communicate with people around the world from the Middle East. And not because of the novelty value, because here I am sitting in the Middle East, but because I think it's really important that schools do communicate around the world, and I'm looking forward to encouraging my new colleagues in Qatar to be part of this, to be part of this sort of global education community that we belong to.
Because that would really help with the understanding, wouldn't it? The understanding between countries.
Mm. I think so, and this is what we've seen with the projects. And Joe, I want to thank you for being part of our Flat Classroom project and our Horizon project and the great work that you've done, and you're an inspiration to all of us with your blog and what you're doing with your students.
Oh, thank you, Joy.
It's just such a great pleasure to meet you today.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, sometimes you sort of get stuck in your own little bubble and think this is the norm. As far as I'm concerned, this is the norm. Mm. This is what every educator should be doing. Every educator should have a blog. Every educator should be blogging with their students to some extent. Every educator should have an online professional learning environment. And this is just the way it should be.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. What a vision, Julie. That's really good. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.